Good morning, dear Auravillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 30th of July, and here in Auroville is hazy sunshine, 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says sun, through high clouds and considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 35 with heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 8, which is high. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 32 km per hour. Moon is about to be full and it's illuminated to 99%. And this full moon is special because it's the second one to occur this month, that is why they call it blue moon. The first full moon was on July 2nd. The chances of seeing two full moons within the same month is a rare phenomenon that only takes place about every 2.5 years. The next blue moon won't come until January 2nd, 2018. This full moon in Aquarius brings light to our feelings, needs and attachments to freedom and independence. With the sun in Leo opposite the full moon in Aquarius, there's a need to find the balance between me and we, self and other, interconnection and independence. Otherwise, Aquarius the water bearer brings inklings of expansive vision and new breathless which comes after facing our struggles. Time to take some good deep breaths and remember that amidst all the movement, change and turmoil stirring in our world, we have the power to ground ourselves wherever we are and anchor into the stillness within our aliveness. From Working Committee comes an announcement about the passing of Dr. Abdul Kalam on 27. Central government has announced a 7-day state mourning to be observed throughout the India from Monday 27 until Sunday 2nd of August. During the period of state mourning, the national flag will fly at half-mast on all buildings throughout the country where it's flown regularly and there will be no official entertainment. However, there will be no holiday and all central government offices will remain open. But the government of Tamil Nadu has announced that all state government and private educational institutions and offices will be closed today in memoriam and as a mark of respect to former President of India, Dr. Abdul Kalam. And when the President Dr. Abdul Kalam visited the Inner Chamber of Mata Mandir during his visit to Auroville on 1st of November 2004, he wrote the following words in visitor's book. Mata Mandir is beautiful divine creation. When I spent few minutes in the concentration chamber, I felt the time is infinite. Something echoed in me. Can I give words to the divine call? Divine beauty, divine peace, enter into me and blossom happiness in my body and my soul. Now let us check what's going on this weekend. Tomorrow, 31st, at Unity Pavilion International Zone, local women are invited to join the campaign to reduce sanitary waste in and around Auroville. They are creating an opportunity to make the switch to cloud paths and an affordable choice for local women for the surrounding villages who work in Auroville. The event is in collaboration with the Unity Pavilion EcoFam and would like to invite the AMAs and women who work in Auroville units to join them for a fun learning interactive session that will cover understanding the basics of the process of menstruation, examining products that can be used for managing menstrual flow and the pros and cons of each. In this context, cloth washable pads will be presented as an option that reduces non-biodegradable unsanitary waste, saves money and is good for health when cared for properly. And presenting women with suggestions and ways they can reduce the impact of common symptoms associated with menstruation using yoga asanas and locally available medicinal plants. At the same time, they're offering subsidized pads and they would like to propose that employing person unit, if they want, they can offer a 50% contribution toward the purchase of pads as an added incentive for the women to make the switch. Otherwise, on Saturday at Pitanga Cultural Center in Samasti at 6:30 p.m., we are invited to an inauguration of Terra del Sud, Memories of the South by Aloe. That will be a photographic exhibition by Aloe with glimpses of 8 months traveling around South America with family and backpack. At the same time, there would be a presentation with 600 slides from the journey. On Saturday at 11 a.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, Orville Green Practice Summer Schools invites us to a presentation of the work done by participants of the Orville Green Practices Summer School during their three-week program. Participating students helped the African Pavilion Group in the design and partial construction of a temporary community hall and a compost dry toilet. Students also developed design concepts for student cottages to be built in the near future. Besides hands-on work on the site and design, students interacted with various experts of Orville to learn about sustainable practices. The presentation will be followed by a visit to the site. And here's the note from Varuna. Varuna has started wheeling energy to Orville since the end of last month. This is an important milestone in the development of our money-less economy. The project of wheeling green energy to Orville dates back to September 2009, when the first wind generator was connected to the Tamil Nadu electricity grid. Thanks to the support of the Orville Foundation and of the various working groups, all the technical and administrative hurdles were finally cleared in June 2015. Wheeling means that some of the energy produced by Varuna's wind generator located in Tamil Nadu is deducted in kind, in units, from the energy consumed by Orville's first HT-TNB service connection. In other words, the energy produced by the wind turbines gets adjusted with the energy consumed in Orville through the HT service connection. This connection at present serves Matrimandir, the Orville Foundation Bhavan, Sire, Mira Youth Hostel and Akur. Citadine and Inspiration will be added soon. Since the energy is adjusted in kind, that means in kilowatts in units, Orville is protected from future increase of tariff rates. With wheeling, you produce when the wind blows and consume when the energy is needed. The earlier system of Varuna selling all the energy produced by its wind generated to the TNB, as well as to the some private spinning mills located in Tamil Nadu, and then using the income to make donation to Orville, gradually be replaced with energy wheeling. The major step in the next 2-3 months will be connecting their new Orville-owned transformer opposite Sanjana, Arati, to the above-mentioned HT service. This will cover Arati 1 and 2, Grace, Invocation, Maduka, Sukhavakti, Victory and Gaia, Sante, the new health center, Arca and the upcoming firewall center. Once completed, this will be roughly double the quantity of wind energy which can be wheeled to Orville. Other parts of Orville will be connected in stages as the conversation of individual TNB low tension service connection to an Orville-owned underground distribution system and distribution transformers progresses. This means that Varuna's cash contribution to Orville for the payment of TNB electricity bills will increasingly be replaced with energy contribution through the wheeling mechanism. They will keep us informed and when any of those major milestones has been reached. But if you are still curious about anything, you should feel free to contact the Varuna team at varuna.avi@orville.org. And here's a note from Eco Service. As you might notice, the cute posters with saying 50 rupees for Eco Service for a long time Eco Service has been supported by a few dedicated persons. It's now time to expand the supporters of this service used directly or indirectly by almost everyone and that provides such a great relief for our environment. And to begin with, they need to build a new shed to become a simple education center. It will have a kit roof and open walls. They are looking for many people to give small amounts of money, 50 rupees suggested, to create the wheel, and few giving bigger amount to support this project. They are also looking for an architect for a plan of an office, botanist, landscape design and general contractor shed building to help estimate the money needed to realize those implementations. You can also give donation at financial service account 251315 with, of course, the note Eco Service Team. And here's an invitation to recreational tree climbing with professional height safety equipment. The ropes are already positioned in the trees, the knots are tied and tested before you hook on. After being fitted with your saddle and some short instructions on safety and climbing techniques, you are off and climbing. Kids of all ages are welcome. But if you want to learn the ropes and get off the ground, during the class they teach both the double and single rope techniques plus demonstrate many of the new climbing devices available. You will learn to install the rope in the trees, tie and use several climbing knots and ascend in the descent both with the knots but also with ascenders and descenders. For conditions and appointment you call Satyaji on 978640-6540. At cinema, at Children's Wind Auditorium, they will screen at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, The Revered. directed by Jean Roy and made in USA, France and India in 1951. At Eco Film Club in Sundana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we will see Water, The Great Mystery, made in 2006 and directed by Julia Perkel and Anastasia Popova. Otherwise, and refreshed spaces of Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see French comedy, Honoré, made in France, Belgium 2013 by director Yolande Moreau. On Saturday there was screen international drama Like Someone in Love, made in France and Japan in 2012 by writer and director Abbas Kiarostami. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we will see animation adventure Tinkerbell and the Great Fairy Rescue, made in USA in 2010 by director Bradley Raymond. And later on, also on Sunday but at 8 p.m. within Pasolini Film Festival, a cine club, we will see comedy fantasy Trilogy of Life 3, Thousands and One Night, made in Italy in 1974, of course by director Pier Paolo Pasolini. And the mother wrote, "Lord, we are upon earth to accomplish thy work of transformation. It is our sole will, our sole preoccupation. Grant that that may be also our sole occupation and that all our actions may help us towards this single goal." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on rvradio.org.